ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello everyone, and welcome to A Day in the Life of a Student. In this series, we'll be talking to ACCA students from around the world, finding out about their journeys through the qualification, sharing their insights and experiences. Hello and welcome to the second episode of A Day in the Life of a Student. I'm Tahir Kapasi, Head of Education for Middle East. Within my role, I look at recruiting potential students as well as ensuring they are able to progress through the qualification successfully. This involves working with educational institutions around the region in 11 countries, as well as our network of learning partners and key employers. And today, I am talking to Abhishek Arora, based in Dubai. Hi, Abhishek. Why don't you just start by introducing yourself?
Hi, my name is Abhishek Arora, and I'm currently doing my ACCA qualification. I've completed about 8 papers so far, and the next one on my target is the SBR.
Perfect, Abhishek. Thank you so much. So how did you find out about ACCA? Did you always have plans of doing a accountancy and finance professional qualification, or where did you hear about ACCA at first?
I didn't actually have plans of doing a accounting qualification. I came across this while I was researching for what to do to get a qualification, be an accountant for my company. And one of the options was ACCA and the other one was the Indian CA. And as you know, that the Indian CA is not that flexible, it made sense to go for ACCA.
Excellent. And can you tell us a little bit about what exam have you been studying for, or what was the most recently passed exam?
I just gave the audit exam on Monday, and now I'm going to prepare for SBR. Classes will start from next week.
Excellent. I hope your exam went well, Abhishek. So in terms of your exam preparation and in terms of, you know, your strategy around your exam, what do you do in the morning of the exam day, or possibly even a day before the exam, as well as a week running into the exam? What are the kind of practices to ensure that you are able to successfully navigate and progress through your ACC examinations?
So I have this concept that before the exam, the day prior, I don't do anything, because it adds a lot more stress and you're already in a very bad state at that point in time. So at that day, I just look through the pocket notes, which I get from Kaplan, and go through that. Prior to that, a week or so would go into just doing the revision papers and the exam kit questions. You get through them, you at least get an idea of how you're supposed to answer the questions. And as you know, ACC is more about practice, not just rote learning. The more you practice, the better it gets. And it's easier to complete the paper in time and actually do it properly.
Absolutely. I mean, as they say, practice makes permanent. You know, we cannot stress the importance of practicing exam style questions in exam conditions. So well done on doing that. We've obviously got a host of resources, you know, to support our students preparing for their exams and also to complement the efforts of our learning partners across the globe. Talking about ACCA resources specifically, would you like to share with us what resources do you usually use and, you know, how do you deploy them in your exam prep?
So prior to the exam, I just do all the revision that is there on the TestReach platform. All the papers I can find, I just go through them one by one. And the fact that you have the same format as the examination, it helps to build that confidence using the software as well. It becomes easier. And as you know, ACCA's whole browser is different compared to an Excel sheet. So it really helps like build up the formulae and how you're going to process the answers.
Great. So we hear this not just from yourself, but also a large number of students globally that adopt our CBE practice platform, as well as benefit from the mock examinations and the extra practice questions that we put on there. And undoubtedly, you know, the value of practicing your exam style questions on the actual platform cannot be matched by any other resource. So I think, again, well done on, you know, using that. So Abhishek, can you give us a highlight of your experience to date with ACCA? What has been the wow factor about, you know, your journey of progressing through the ACCA qualification to date?
So I started my ACCA journey about a year ago, and I started from the first 3 papers, and I've seen myself change while doing the papers. The mindset changes and the way you process certain things and how you analyze every information that comes in front of you. that's been the highlight, because literally framed my mindset when I go for work.
Brilliant. And what would you say would be your biggest struggle to date in terms of your ACCA qualification journey? What is that one thing that you kind of, you know, struggle with?
The most difficult thing so far has been switching off from work mode to study mode. Once you get home from work, you can't really switch off right away. You need that break, that hour or two to like get back into a relaxed state of mind to actually be able to study. So that has been a big struggle, especially with the new CT laws coming into play and me being very busy over here at my new job. It becomes a lot more difficult, and I have to find times in odd hours of the day to like just get through the syllabus once at least. But yeah, it's a struggle, but it reaps well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Abhishek. I mean, I think some very valid points from your side, and definitely, you know, finding that balance in your normal work day and fine-tuning our personal schedules are absolute essential. You know, I think it all boils down to prioritizing and how you work things around. But I think well done for having come so far in your ACCA qualifications journey. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for your, you know, valuable insights and contribution to this series.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening in, and join us again for more insights from students around the world. We'd love to share your stories, so get in touch if you want to be involved at studentaccountant@accaglobal.com. Until next time, take care and thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.